the Pony is the 10th member of the Fellowship, carrying provisions and then Frodo all the way from Bree to Moria. He's easily dismissed as just a horse, but Bill is so much more than that. He even has his own character arc. Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium in depth, as well as other great fantasy books and TV shows like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. We first meet Bill the Pony in Bree. The hobbits have met Aragorn and decided to trust him, though the Nazgul now have them cornered overnight in Bree. During the night, the Black Riders tried to kill them, and now our heroes know that they need to make an early and quick start in the morning, when the Nazgul are less strong. But it soon becomes apparent that the Nazgul have also thought about that. They opened the stable door and set free all of the ponies in the Prancing Pony, a massive setback. Aragorn, always practical, notes that they probably wouldn't have been able to outpace the Black Riders on horseback anyway. Trusting to his ranger skills, travelling cross-country was probably always their better option. Still, that created another problem. Carrying provisions. They couldn't rely on any foraging en route. It was pretty harsh country and they had little time for delays, so they would need to carry their food with them. Aragorn judged that they needed at least one pack animal. It took over 3 hours to find one. Butterbur sent Bob, his assistant, and Ostler to try to find out if there were any pack animals left in Bree. He reported back that he could only find one. This is what we read. Bill Ferny had one that he might possibly sell. "A poor old half-starved creature it is," said Bob, "but he won't part with it for less than thrice its worth, seeing as how you're placed. Not if I knows Bill Ferny." They discuss it briefly. Can they even trust Bill Ferny? Probably not. Might the animal not just run back to him with all their stuff? Well, again, probably not. No animal would ever run back to Bill Ferny. They conclude that this is almost certainly just his way of trying to extract a final bit of profit from the whole affair. So the hobbits pay the grand sum of 12 silver pennies. Well, Butterbur did, and, without being asked, paid more on top to the hobbits as compensation for their own lost ponies. He's a good guy, Barlaman Butterbur. And the hobbits became the new owners of a bony, underfed and dispirited animal. They load it up and head off into the wilderness. Tough terrain, boggy, filled with biting midges. Then on to Weathertop and the encounter with the Nazgul. On the other side of that, they have to put Frodo on to Bill the Pony, as well as all the provisions, for he was too weak to walk. Tough experiences, but nevertheless, Bill seems to thrive in it. Remember, just a few days earlier, he had been bony, underfed and dispirited. Now, the beast had improved wonderfully. It already seemed fatter and stronger, and had begun to show an affection for its new masters, especially for Sam. Bill Ferny's treatment must have been very hard for the journey in the wild to seem so much better than its former life. We perhaps shouldn't be surprised that it is Sam that the pony takes to the most. I suspect he was the one taking care of it the most, and who doesn't love Sam? Anyway, soon Bill the Pony was proving indispensable. Developing an unexpected talent for picking out a path and for sparing its rider as many jolts as possible, we're told. At which point, we should probably address his name. We've been calling him Bill the Pony throughout this video, but he seems to have started off without a name. It was only after he had been with them for a while, perhaps at Rivendell, that Sam started to call him Bill, seemingly naming him after his wicked former master Bill Ferny. It's perhaps an odd name to give a horse you like, but perhaps it's partly a nod to the fact that although Bill Ferny had sold them the pony out of spite and greed, it had actually been a blessing. And after the stopover at Rivendell, Bill was even more rejuvenated, with a glossy mane and with the apparent vigour of renewed youth. And although it isn't spelled out, the magic of that place seems to level him up in more than just his physical well-being. Gandalf comes closest to saying it when he whispers to him that he has learned much at Rivendell. But the signs are all around. When Sam insists that Bill go with them for the next stage of their journey, he even goes as far as to say that that animal can nearly talk, and would talk if he stayed here much longer. He gave me a look as plain as Mr. Pippin could speak it. If you don't let me go with you, Sam, I'll follow you on my own. And when the party makes its way onwards, he does more than just carry their things. When the snow starts to come down heavily in the Misty Mountains and the Fellowship shelters against the mountain wall, Bill positions himself patiently so as to screen the hobbits from the worst of it. When the time came for him to be separated from the group, he wouldn't be able to go into Moria, we're told that he seemed to understand what was going on. Gandalf then powered him up even more, so it seems, putting a spell or blessing on him. We read that he laid his hand on the pony's head and spoke in a low voice. "Go with words of guard and guiding on you," he said. "You are a wise beast and have learned much in Rivendell. Make your ways to places where you can find grass, and so come in time to Elrond's house, or wherever you wish to go. There, Sam, he will have quite as much chance of escaping wolves and getting home as we have." That's quite a claim, and we last see Bill bolting off when the Watcher in the Water reaches out a tentacle for Frodo. Sam is devastated. He wants to run after Bill, but his love for Frodo is too great, and he can't abandon him. And that is the last we read of Bill the Pony for most of the rest of the book. Sam wonders about him a couple of times, but we next run into him when the hobbits return home after the main adventure was over. They stop by the prancing pony in Bree, and Barleyman Butterbur has a surprise for them. "I've something that belongs to you. If you recollect Bill Ferny and the horse thieving, his pony, as you bought, well, it's here. Came back all of itself, it did. But where it had been to, you know better than me. It was as shaggy as an old dog and as lean as a clothes rail, but it was alive. Nobbs looked after it." "What? My Bill?" cried Sam. "Well, I was born lucky, whatever my gaffer may say. There's another wish come true. Where is he?" Sam would not go to bed until he had visited Bill in his stable. So Bill did make it back home, and rather wonderfully, the home he wants to go to is the prancing pony. Why is that wonderful? Well, it's because that is where he first met the hobbits, and Sam in particular, the first owners who had actually cared for him. He could have gone to Rivendell and probably lived a very happy life there, but home, for him, was his people. I suspect that he also instinctively knew that Barleyman would look after him until the hobbits returned, because, as we noted earlier, Barleyman is great. And from that moment, he seems inseparable from Sam. When the hobbits encounter Bill Ferny, Bill the Pony gives him a sly kick on the way past, and it's hard not to smile at Sam's approving, "Neat work, Bill," to the horse. But Bill has one final role in this story. Tolkien cared about character arcs, and for the selfless Bill's last act to be one of kicking out in vengeance against his cruel master, however understandable that might be, was not really his style. It's easily overlooked, but when the hobbits go to the Grey Havens at the very, very end of the story, and Frodo gets on the boat and Sam, Merry and Pippin head back home, sad at first, then slowly being embraced back into the comfort of their families in the Shire, Sam is riding Bill. The story ends with Sam returning to his wife and child and home and hearth, and all is well. It is fitting, I think, that it was Bill who carried him there. And for Bill the Pony, that was also now home. We don't need Tolkien to tell us that Bill then lived a long and contented life there. We just know. Bill the Pony served selflessly and ably, and now, finally, he had a home and a master who cared for him. If you'd like to see more videos about The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the link on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, the best way to do that is by clicking on the link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen now. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.